Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, so obviously we can't play you the whole clip because we did have that conversation yesterday, and you can go to our website for that full conversation. But it was just to give you a sense of where the DA is. We still are not getting responses from the DA National, but it's to be expected. So we'll continue having a look at this GNU and the 7th administration. Yesterday, the ANC met with Contralesa. They had a few things that they want to raise with the Contralesa. So Lana Mkiva is a Contralesa Secretary General on the line with us. A very good evening, Mr. Mkiva, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you, and good evening to the listeners of Umkhaya.
You've publicly raised issues of traditional leaders. You do want the president to consider including traditional leaders in cabinet. You want the president to consider a more inclusive dialogue with his GNU. How did those conversations yesterday go?
Well, we had a very constructive and a meaningful engagement with the ANC leadership yesterday. And they first took us through their thought process of the conceptualization of the GNU under the circumstances. And they also took us into confidence why they chose that path as a solution given the impasse of this post-election quagmire. And this is also something that we were looking forward to so that we can get to understand their rationale and their logic in terms of choosing the path that they had chosen. We did not want to make assumptions and presumptuous and respond to them via the media. So from that perspective, it was a good thing that we sit down with the ANC leaders because they are charged with the responsibility of advancing the national democratic revolution in this country. And we, as Contralesa, we've always been part and parcel of the nucleus in terms of that advancement. Mm. And of course, we were concerned and worried that there was seemingly they were making strides in advancing that particular trajectory without having given us an opportunity. And indeed, we expressed our displeasure insofar as that is concerned. But we're sitting on the table. Mm-hmm. We had this engagement. We also aired our views in terms of what we think should be happening and what we think should not be happening. And we also made a point to them that in terms of the African values and norms, is that the process of inclusiveness, particularly that includes a motive force like the institution of traditional leadership, should be an issue that must be automatic because we cannot afford not to be in the table where the future of the country is being discussed in our absence. The danger of us not being on the table is that we may find ourselves being on the menu, and we express all of those issues quite very succinctly with them.
So what about their argument sold you to this logic that they presented to you?
Well, we understand, and they say this to us, that this is the worst election outcome we have had in 30 years. We have never had something like this. And unfortunately, even the Constitution itself did not have a provision of an instrument that would be invoked in a case where an election comes out this way. We think as Contralesa that even the drafters of the Constitution overlooked a situation where an election could pose a stalemate, and therefore you would have to invoke an issue of coalitions, GNU, and so on and so forth. There's always been a thought in terms of the spirit and the letter of the Constitution that there will always be a winner, or if not, someone would have a high, showing in the election in terms of performance, and therefore he can just speak to one party to add up that. So this is really something that is new. No one expected it. It surprised everybody, including the ANC, including ourselves as Contralesa and the Institution of Traditional Leadership, which calls upon us to make new considerations going forward.
Except there are political parties that are outside of GNU who actually firmly present your case quite aptly in their manifestos and continue to say that they would like the representation of traditional leaders formally, that these are political parties that have made your story a key issue in how they've been campaigning. How did the ANC then explain the efforts in engaging those political parties and why they didn't go with them rather than a political party that you are skeptical of?
Well, we expressed ourselves, without mincing our words in terms of all of those issues. In essence, we are not opposed to GNU in principle as contra lesser. And in fact, it should be an all-inclusive arrangement if it is really something that talks about the unity of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we did put that across, and we also informed the ANC that we are engaging with other political parties in the country in the spirit of ensuring that we embrace everybody, because we represent all our people as the institution of traditional leadership. And of course, we have a historical relationship with the ANC as a liberation movement, but that does not take away our independence to engage with other people.
Mm.
So from that score, we did say that the ANC, as the leader of society, must always, at all material time, reach out to everybody, even those that are quarreling, even those that are rebellious. They must not tire to ensure that they bring everybody to the equation. But we understand, though, that they cannot force anyone to be part of what they don't want to be part of because of certain reasons.
Mm.
But we can assure, we can give an assurance to you and the nation that the division and the difference in terms of views is really based on party petty politics, if I may put it that way, or ideologies that are at play. We as Contra Lesser, all we want is to say, you know, this issue of ideology sometimes compromises the best interests and the aspirations of our people.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we were to focus on that and ensuring that there's restoration of land, there's inclusivity in terms of economic participation, the wealth is distributed equitably, and jobs are created, and the economy is made to work proficiently, and we eliminate corruption, and we ensure that we appoint the best talent in the Republic. That is what we require from a point of view of Contra Lesser. And of course, we did underline in bold letters the issue of a government that is managing the national question, which does not have the representation of traditional leadership from a point of view of the executive as well as the legislature. That is a problem for us, because there is no way that this country can only be governed without the traditional leaders, who are the cultural, natural, and spiritual leaders of this country, who fought wars of dispossessions and wars of resistance. And now, when it comes to democracy, they are marginalized and taken, off the rails. We don't think that is the right thing to do. We have always made a point that we are part and parcel of the leadership of this country, and therefore harmoniously with politicians, we must join our hands together and put our hands on the deck in the best interest of our people.
So then what was the commitment by the ANC through what they're going to be forming the GNU, knowing very well that the policy positions of some of their partners are very much against what you want as Contra Lesser? How are they going to engage going forward, Contra Lesser, outside of what they've told us would be a national dialogue? Would there be regular engagements with yourselves? How are you going to be satisfied with how they're involved you in their your representation in their caucus?
The ANC has given us an assurance that it will consider our proposals, and they are open to that. They are prepared to ensure that we will also participate in the national dialogue. In fact, they have assured us that the national dialogue will not happen without us, we'll be part of it. But insofar as the government is concerned, And the blind spot that we pointed them to, they have taken an undertaking that they will take a corrective measure insofar as that in the short term to ensure that traditional leadership is considered from a point of view of the national executive, from the point of view of the legislature, including legislatures that did not consider traditional leadership, because we are making a point that each and every provincial legislature must have a representation of traditional leadership. Parliament must have the same, both houses of parliament. Cabinet must ensure that we are represented as the institution of traditional leadership. They have made an undertaking that they will consider all of those matters, and we are looking forward to that. And Nkosi Mkhwena, who is the president of Controlezwa, has made a point that it seems the ANC sometimes only listens seriously to people who form political parties overnight and then they have a representation in parliament. We don't want to be driven through that route that we end up taking a decision to contest elections simply because we want to be listened to. We made that point to them that they must avoid that from happening, because other political parties have already mainstreamed the issue of traditional leadership to the extent that they have made some traditional leaders part and parcel of their list process.
So what kinds of engagements then are you having with the likes of the Progressive Caucus then? A lot of those political parties that you've just referred to are there.
Well, we have met. We have a very robust and a meaningful engagement. We have met with the AFF. We have met with MK. We have met with the PAC. We are meeting with UTM. We are meeting with the ATM very soon. Mm-hmm. And we are expecting to have an audience even with the IFP, because it's important that we ensure that we don't find ourselves in a situation where political parties take a stance which is colonial and imperial against the institution of traditional leadership, because that will be dangerous for our society. You see, for instance, our displeasure with the Democratic Alliance is that they have shown throughout the last 30 years that they don't like the institution of traditional leadership. They have opposed all the bills in parliament that seek to advance and support the institution of traditional leadership. They have always stood on the other side. If you look into the Western Cape province, there is not even a function of traditional affairs in that province, simply because they've taken a stance that they want to liquidate the institution of traditional leadership. And we take a strong exception to that. And that's why, from the onset, when we heard that there could be a possibility of a coalition just between the ANC and the DA, we're worried about that, and we raised our concern. But we're happy now that it's a government of national unity, which we support in principle. No problem with it. But we are saying that we must guard against any political party that is going to raise a finger and say they don't want anything to do with traditional leadership. We will deal with them decisively.
You have, as you said earlier, traditionally been formal alliance partners with the ANC. You've mentioned the fact that you warned them that let them not push you too far. You may just consider starting a political movement. Is another consideration a formal alliance partnership with a political party that aligns with you neatly and comfortably?
No. We are not even there in terms of our thinking, and we will never go there as far as I am concerned. We have been in existence for 38 years now, and we have worked so well with the ANC, and we are there actually to say when the ANC is drifting from its historical mission, we are the ones who always call them into order to say, you are going off the rails, this is the way to go. Because the ANC is actually the heritage of the institution of traditional leadership. So at all material times, we will not tire to guide the ANC from what it needs to do insofar as the historical mission. We will fight back. We will ensure that we cushion the leadership, we protect, we preserve and promote the national democratic revolution in the context of ensuring that we go to total liberation of South Africa, restoration of the land to the African majority, custodianship by traditional leadership. We are not compromising on those things. But the engagement with the ANC does not lead us to take a position or a policy of appeasement. We speak the truth. We call a state. And that gives us a healthy relationship with the leadership of the ANC. They appreciate us. And where they always not commit themselves is this issue that they don't ensure that they mainstream traditional leadership in as part and parcel of the management of national question. And it's a warning that we are making. We don't want to get there because we have one of the biggest infrastructure in this country. We have got almost 900 traditional authorities. We have almost 10,000 of the headmanship councils. We have almost 120,000 sub-headmanship control areas in our locality. If they were to touch us in a wrong way, wherein we were to go to that direction, it would be very difficult. Remember, the support base of the ANC is based on our area. It is the rural communities under the jurisdiction of traditional leadership that vote the ANC almost like religiously. So you don't want to annoy that kind of support. Instead, you ought to be very warm and very generous and very hospitable. And that's what we expect from the ANC. And we are saying that we will continue to engage. Yes, we've got regular engagements with the ANC because of that. Remember that the ANC is a contested terrain because you've got business interests, you've got those that believe in socialism, you've got religious leaders also there. So people are pulling this way and that way. But the ANC must never lose focus that traditional leaders are actually the custodians of the ANC because they made it a point that they give birth to the ANC, they baptize the very existence of the ANC to serve and service the interests of our people. That's why we call it a liberation movement or a movement of the people. The ANC is more than just a political party as far as we're concerned. But if other people want to transform it into something else, then it can easily be liquidated.
Mr. Zolani Mkiva, thank you so much for your time. Controlesa's Secretary General, taking your calls on 086-000-959 and those voice notes coming through on 063-688-0959. Let's take a listen to some of your voice notes.
Listen, as Pimero, two things. ANC laid this bed, they must lie in it. They made the bed, they must lie in it. Secondly, ANC must not behave as if they are in majority. They are no longer in majority. They must consult. That's not how you consult. Then number three, DA is not consulting, is demanding and dictating terms. So it's a problem. But what I'm saying is ANC made that bet, so they must sleep on the bet, period.
I just tuned in and I caught that audio clip from yesterday's show. And I would like to say that it's interesting that the gentleman says sharing of power quite a few times. I mean, I would assume that people who really want to serve South Africa would use words or phrases like shared responsibilities. They see it as power sharing. That raises red flags. I mean, I'm speechless. I mean, if you're in that office, are you not there to serve the people? Are you there for power? That's just a question I have.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.